As a candidate and as president, Trump has consistently bashed the nuclear accord with Tehran.
The Iran deal was one of the worst and most one-sided transactions the United States has ever entered into.
The pact halted much of Iran's nuclear activities, but left a multitude of other thorny topics unaddressed, from Tehran's ballistic missile program to its support for international terrorism.
The United States has now embarked on a course that attempts to address all aspects of Iran's destructive conduct, not just one aspect. It's critical that the international community do the same.
Some on Capitol Hill applaud the move.
I think it's one of the worst deals I've ever seen, and President Trump has every right to change it or tear it up.
America's closest allies are urging caution.
We need the JCPOA. Scrapping out would be a gift to Iran's hardliners and a first step towards future wars.
That argument is echoed by prominent Democrats in Congress.
If you weaken diplomacy, you raise the risk of unnecessary war, and that's what this president is doing. If we take a step back from the deal, Iran will take a step back. And what will they ask for? That they get to now increase centrifuges or get some of their enriched uranium back? I don't want to give Iran one thing back from this deal.
Iran says it is adhering to the nuclear pact, at least for now. But that is not good enough for some Republicans.
Under the deal, after the passage of 15 years, the Iranians can enrich and reprocess no matter how they're behaving.
Defenders of the accord note that Congress already provided tools to punish Tehran for behavior not covered by the nuclear accord.
We've given the power to the president to impose more sanctions on Iran for bellicose behavior, for activities in other countries, for violations of human rights, for violating UN Security Council resolutions on their missile program. The president should use the sanctions power that we just gave him.
Under former President Barack Obama, the United States committed to the nuclear accord as an executive agreement that can be revoked, not as a formal treaty binding future administrations. For many Republicans, pulling out would be an appropriate use of President Trump's authority. According to many Democrats, it would be a dangerous mistake. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.